Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. I want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. This is the August 31st program at 8 p.m. here in my home in Grapevine, Texas, and that means it's 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and wherever you may be around this big, wide, wonderful world, for the folks that are always listening in and paying attention or following this program. So I want to thank everybody again for joining us tonight, and with that, Blanca, how are you doing on this fine, fine evening?
Doing great, Dave. Can't believe it's the end of August.
It's the end of August. Tomorrow's the 1st of September, and it's interesting. I had a friend today send me a message from a lady by the name of Joni Petri that does really good astrological work, and she's saying that September's supposed to be an explosive month. So a lot of changes coming over the next couple of months. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to unfold. But we always, you know, we're always thinking that. But I just think we got so much more to go because, I won't get into the side stories and all that stuff. But, Blanca, anything you want to share with us tonight, just as we're kind of getting into the introductions of tonight?
Well, I know, like you were headed, that so much happened in, you know, in 1 week that we're kind of used to it too, you know. If we were to take what all happened in August, you know, people say that was explosive, but they're saying that September too. So just keeping up with everything and still trying to, you know, maintain life and you know, try to have a semblance of normality, although there's really nothing normal going on. And you and I've observed that's the matrix. It's dissolving and something new is formulating. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, you know, just as you said, nothing normal going on. As a side note, I went through all of my calendar over the last 6 to 7 weeks and I thought, life hasn't been normal for me. I've been traveling a whole lot. It was about 6-7 weeks ago. I went to Oregon for my high school reunion and I was gone for about 5 days. I came home and I realized I hadn't been to Sedona in a long time. So I drove out to Sedona, and then I came back on August 2nd. And then 10 days later, I flew to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I had a workshop in Laverne, Minnesota on August 13th. And then 5 days after that, I took a trip I have always wanted to take to a place I had never been to. And I just did my research, and I found they were just fantastic rates. So on August 18th, I flew from Dallas-Fort Worth to JFK in New York, spent the night there. On the 19th, I flew to Rome, Italy. And I was in Rome for about 4 or 5 days, I'm trying to remember. But I posted a bunch of pictures on my Facebook page. August 24th, I flew home, and then 3 days ago, on August 28th, I did not pre-announce this. I took a special trip again out to Sedona to do some business that I was there. And I flew this time instead of drove, and I just got back home. I've been back home for about 2 hours. So in about the last 7 weeks, I've been to Oregon, to Sedona, to South Dakota, to Rome, and then back to Sedona, all of that in about the last 7 weeks. So I've been a traveling guy. And in 2 weeks from today, I get to go to India. I get to go there to do a workshop because they have invited me to go there. And I'm really looking forward to this one. This is one that's really kind of got me, it's caught my attention. Because if we talk about the currency exchange, what a great opportunity to move lots of money into a part of the world that can really use it. And so I'm excited about going there. I have a feeling this is not going to be my only trip there. I think I'll be doing follow-up trips there as well. But so next, that means 2 weeks from tonight on Wednesday, I think we're looking at, what, the 14th, there will be no program because I'm going to be on the plane flying to India. Now, the week after that, there is a possibility I might be able to do a live program from India on September 21st, our time. I sat down and I looked at it, and I haven't done it really. If I got this correct, let me put it this way. 8 p.m. in Dallas-Fort Worth is going to be 6:30 a.m. the next morning in India. So it means I could do a 6:30 a.m. live program to be at 8 p.m. here in Dallas. And that will be really interesting to be able to do a program live from Bangalore, India, because that's where we're going. We're going into Bangalore. That's their large city in the southern part of the country. So that's what I have. And that takes me then, I come back home, I think on the 22nd or the 23rd of September, somewhere around there. And I'm looking tentatively, I haven't posted this yet, but at the second Saturday in October, I will go back to doing a workshop, and I'll do it in Puerto Rico. I have been promising to go to Puerto Rico. I've had to delay them twice. I think one or two, both of them was COVID or something like that, but we had schedules for Puerto Rico, and I wasn't able to go, so we're ready to go, and I've been wanting to go there for all you wonderful folks in Puerto Rico, so we're tentatively looking at the second Saturday in October for a workshop in Puerto Rico. So that's kind of what's been happening in my life. Regarding the currency exchange, there is nothing new. We're just waiting. From the small groups that are Reno-based to the Texas Processing Office to the international larger issues, my information is all the contracts have been signed to release the funds. So we're just waiting for the people who are the decision makers at the top to say, you can let it go now. Now, but what's important to understand is, once I am notified that the process has started, and it's going to start in the smaller groups such as in Reno, it's still going to take 2 to 3 months before it gets to us and I can pay out to those of us for the funds that come out of the Texas Processing Office. So we'll get about a 2 to 3 month notice for the vast majority of the people that are here that have turned in currencies on the currency exchange. And I'm going to say this again. I said this 2 weeks ago, if you want to be in round one of the exchange, send me an email that you want to be a request to be in round one. What you are going to do is that you are going to purchase 5 million dong from me. Now, there's a reason I have to do this. I'm not going to go into the details about it, other than the fact that the processing office has a surplus, so they're asking us to, so you're purchasing from me, and I'm using those funds to purchase it from them. Cost will be $62 a million. You can do up to 5 million. So for $310, and I got a $2 processing fee. So for about $312, you can do less if you want. You can have 5 million dong. And as of now, we're scheduled to pay out at $1.50 a dong. That's the scoop. But you need to send an email request, and then I send you the forms and the paperwork that you have to fill out. And then when I receive those and I go through it and I make sure it's all done correctly, then I send you another email, which you can then use a debit or credit card, you know, to pay for it. So that's the scoop, folks, if you want to be involved in round one of the exchange, okay? I don't post this in my newsletters because I can't do that because I got about 12,000 people there. But for the people that listen to the programs, this is the benefit that they have. So, okay. With that, Blanca, let's go back to you. What, do you have anything else that you would like to share with us before we get into the program tonight?
No, it's just impressive, all the flying that you did in August. That's why whenever I call you, I'm like, where's Waldo? And, of course, it's very exciting that you're going to go to India. Can't wait to hear about it. And that's a very, very special country. And I think in the future they're going to be playing a really important role. And so it'll be fun if you can do the show from India. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, personally, I think India has the potential to be the power country of the future, not China. China's got way too many problems that are going on internally that they've got some issues that they're about ready to fall apart, especially with their economy. But India has great potential, really, really great potential. I want to be very careful how I say this, and I want to be respectful. But there's still a culture that has what is called the caste system, and so which means you have a country. On one hand, you have some very bright, intelligent, highly educated, very advanced people. And then on the other hand, you've got these people that are living in massive poverty because of the caste mentality that is there. Now, personally, I think that they need to progress through that to be able to get to their full potential. And I think they're making some changes and strides in that, and they're beginning to see that. But that's something that will take a generation or two to change. But I think long-term, India is the country that has the potential to be power computer. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I agree. I agree. For some reason, your sound is a little muffled. It was sounding really clear before. I don't know if it's just temporary.
Is that a little bit better? How's that?
Yes. Yes, much
okay.
better.
Yeah, I turned my volume up a little bit on this end is what I did. So, okay, well, are we ready to get into the program tonight?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to talk about understanding our changing world. I was in the last couple of days, I was thinking about, you know, what do I want to talk about on the program? I didn't have any big, hard subject, but I thought this is something that's important for us to understand, that we're starting to go through massive changes in our world. And you start with always with the basic fundamental issue that everything in this universe is energy. Energy comprises everything. And all energy has different frequencies and vibrations to it. And so it's the energy of our thoughts. It's the energy that's happening in our planet. It's the energies that are happening in our environments that have the tendency to, you know, keep us where we are. And as we take a look at the massive change that we have gone through in about the last 160 years in contrast to the previous 2,000 to 3,000, it's like we've gone through this massive change. But something else happened. And some people will say that this actually started in 1987. It was what was called the harmonic convergence. That we started going, that's when we really started going through some massive changes in a part of our thinking process. We had gone through changes in areas of what is called, you know, development and industrialization. Because, you know, it was only 180 years ago, we were still basically, you know, going by horse and ship. And, you know, the steam trains were just starting to coming into being. And look at where we are today. We're now even they're talking about literally seriously going to Mars, you know. And it was the other day, you know, they were supposed to send a spaceship back up that was going to go around and surround the moon. It got put off, and they're going to do it on Saturday instead. But we're going back to the moon again, you know. So these are the things of the shifts and the changes that happens. And why does this happen? Well, it happens when we go through a massive shift in the energy that is coming into the planet. Now, there's a few debates about this date, but what I was told is that, you know, the Mayan calendar, they were masters at timekeeping. And they had said there was this 5,000-year period, and it was going to end on December 21st, 2012, and that was to be the date of the shift and the change that was going to take place. And when we look back, I can remember there was a lot of us that we were thinking about this, building up to us, and I can remember, you know, sitting in my home at my computer on the evening of December 20th, 2012, and watching the midnight roll around and all day on the 21st, and it's like, there didn't, nothing happened. But when we look back, what we're seeing is, again, there was a massive energy shift that started on that date. we live in a world where we have these cycles of how the planets go about through our galaxy. And we have a 26,000-year cycle. And that December 1st, 2012 date was the date that the old cycle ended and the new one began. See, what happened on that date is all the planets in our galaxy lined up in a single line with the center of our galaxy. And that only happens once every 26,000 years. And when that happens, it means we then enter into what is called a new age, a new era of time for humanity. And what really happened also around that time, the Earth entered into what is called this photon band that's out there again in our solar system. And so we're getting very strong concentrations of photon light energy coming into our planet that was not there before. And what's happening with this photon light energy? It's doing a couple things for us as individuals. Number one, it's helping us wake up, become more aware, more conscious, more alert to what is truly going on in our world. And number two, it's shifting and changing our DNA. Here we are now 10 years removed from the December 2012 time, almost 10 years. And as I look back, I realized that was a time that was a major change in my life. Right after that time, as we entered into 2013, is when my life started to totally change. It was in 2013 that I moved to Sedona. And when I moved to Sedona, my whole life started changing. Started changing dramatically. I had this shift in awareness and consciousness, and stuff would just seem to be finding at me, coming at me. I wasn't trying to make things happen. I went back to starting to do my radio program. I started my radio program again in October of 2013. And by March of 2014, I was doing the workshops. There was a massive shift and change in my life around that time. Now, it's not an overnight boom, it happens. It's a process, but the process shifts and changes. So what is this new photon light energy doing? It's shifting our DNA. Now, we are told that we have two strands of DNA, but there are various very, very credible sources. Barbara Messiniak and the Palladians, Ben Fulford, the new Ishmael Peres stuff that comes out, and even others. They're telling us we actually have 12 strands of DNA, but 10 of them have been kind of disconnected. These DNA strands are like massive broadband communication strands. When we look at the power of the internet, it comes in on what is called a broadband. It comes in on a broadband, channel of light energy coming in that gives the information. Well, these DNA strands connected to various aspects in the universe. So when 10 of them were disconnected, we were left with the two that was all about functioning to survive. Look back at the history of the human race, and our history has predominantly been a life of what does it take to survive. It was all about survival, whether it was food, whether it was through wars, whether it was through, catastrophes, whatever circumstance, we always functioned around what does it take for us to survive. Well, we are now moving into an era where we don't think about survival. For us in the United States or other developed countries, survival becomes automatic. It's almost automatic. We are now moving into an era of our consciousness and our awareness being increased. Don't ask me how many, when, or where, or how, but I would say if you're listening to this program, you're probably already in the place where your third, fourth, maybe even fifth strand of DNA has been reconnected because you're receiving information that has to do with higher consciousness, You're receiving information has to do with a greater sense of awareness. You're receiving information and you're looking for the truth of what is going on out there. And you're seeing this, what is called this dichotomy of our world that goes on, where on one hand we have what is called the conventional world of our conventional world of politics, et cetera, power structures and all that. And then we have the shadow world of what really goes on behind the scenes that operates in the shadows that hardly anybody knows about. But people who are awake and aware and alert, they get it. If they don't know it, they know in the back that something's not quite right with about what's going on here. So this is the shift and the change in the energy that's happening. As this photon light energy is coming into our planet, people are being given an option. You shift with it, you change with it, and then your life changes, your awareness and your perceptions changes. If you don't shift with it, you move into what is called a denser type of a life. Life becomes painful, chaotic, absurd, if you want to say that, anxiety, fear. Those things start to become paramount in your life, where if you're moving into the enlightenment state, life becomes purposeful, you have awareness that is there, you are understanding the need for healing and change, and that becomes a passion for you to want to move into that area. These are the two different strong aspects that we're moving into. And what that does, it lays the foundation for the coming of what is called the dual earth theory. And folks, this isn't just a bunch of woo-woo hypothetical thinking. There are scientists that are saying there's absolute solid, what they call physical, logistical, scientific proof that we actually have the potential of two different Earths that are operating at the same time. And people choose by their sense of consciousness and awareness where they're going to move into an earth that's based upon light and advancement and ascension, or they're going to move into an earth where there's going to continue to be the warring, the chaotic, the chaos, the anxiety and fear, and all that is dominated for that part of that world. So that's what's happening. That's the shift that's happening in our world that we're going on. We don't necessarily see it on a day-to-day basis, but when we stop, we process what's going on, and we shift our perception, we begin to see the bigger picture, and we realize this makes sense. It makes sense that there's this dual earth theory that is developing and what's happening. And so what's going to happen by various sources that are saying, that I listen to, are saying we're going to see a picking up of the speed of the development of these two. And people in their consciousness, by the choices that they make, are going to send themselves to one world or the other. These are parallel worlds. Now, how does this happen? Well, I've shared this with in past programs. We have to understand that we live in a world that's a holographic illusion. When we live in a world where everything is energy, it means there is no such thing of an item actually being physical. Matter is not a physical item of matter. It's actually that it's energy whose a vibration and is slowed down to the point where it has the sensation to our mind as being physical. So we perceive it as physical. So we live it out as physical. But it's a holographic illusion. Because the real world is not physical. It's just massive moving and swirling energy. And what that means is that's why you can have two worlds happening at the same time. And what predicates that more than anything else, it's our thoughts. Human thought. Human consciousness sets into motion at the quantum physics, we're at the quantum level of our world, of this energy. It sets this energy into motion that then we experience what is the process of our thinking. We create our own worlds. We create the worlds that we experience. What that means, since we are creating our experiences, it basically means there can never be something that's called a victim. If you feel at times that you're a victim of someone else doing something to you, I would say check your thoughts, because you're the one that is creating that happening and coming to you. Shift how you change your thoughts, shift how you think. Look in a higher vibrational aspect and you will find that will shift and change. Becoming a victim is usually the result that you have very low vibrational thoughts and feelings around that issue. By keeping your vibrations high and strong and keeping your feelings and your emotions high and strong, that is what you invite into your life. This is new to us. I can remember, I can go back 10, 15 years and I never heard anybody hardly ever talking about that. I am the one who is creating my own world. Or if I did, it was in such a philosophical kind of metaphysical aspect, it was hard for us to grasp. But now it's starting to become more common that people are understanding this. They're picking it up. And it has to do with, and it's coming from the world of science, not just the metaphysical world. It's coming from the world of the physicists of actual physical science. And they are saying, yes, because of quantum physics, power of human consciousness, human thought on quantum physics, we create the world that we experience. Now, if we want to have a very positive shift in our lives, let's say things aren't going well for you and you're not quite certain of what's going on, the most important thing is you have to become aware of your thoughts. And to do that, you have to become aware and in touch with your emotions. Your emotions and your feelings are the energy of your thoughts. Your thoughts produce these energies. Your thoughts produce these energy particles called memes, and that's what sets the foundation for the emotions and the feelings that you have. Get in touch with those, and they're going to tell you what's going on in your mind. And it may not be just the conscious mind. It might be the subconscious mind, because the memes that create and produce and have impact the quantum physics come out of the subconscious mind, not the conscious mind. That is why you could say with the conscious mind, I am the light of God. I am good. Everything is great. Everything is fantastic. I'm going to create my own really good world. And you can say all that stuff, but yet life is kind of miserable for you. Things are falling apart. You're going through anxiety. You know, stuff is just not happening for you. Why? Because in your conscious mind, you're saying, I am, but the subconscious mind, which holds all your memories, your subconscious mind is like a massive, massive computer hard drive. It holds every thought, every feeling, every memory from every lifetime you have ever lived. But it's so big that the bandwidth from the subconscious mind to the conscious mind is very, very small, and only little bits of it comes up at a time. So you can be saying with the conscious mind, I'm doing really well. Things are really good. I'm a master creator, blah, 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 blah. But yet your whole world is falling apart. Why? Because in the subconscious mind, you still have hundreds of lifetimes of programming that you're not okay, that you're inadequate, that you're dumb, you're stupid, you're fearful, etc., blah, blah, blah. That has been programmed into that mind. But here's the positive aspect. The mind, the subconscious mind, is programmable, which means you can change the program. You can change the program. And how do you change the program? You change the program first by shifting your perception of how you view yourself and how you view this world. Let's watch about a 5-minute video from David Icke on the power of perception.
Something within me, the something that's driven me on for 30 years, says no, no, no. There are some big surprises coming. And this cult is very vulnerable to people awakening to it, because its biggest source of power is, apart from human power being handed to it, is the fact that people aren't aware that it exists. But more and more people are becoming aware. But there's this transition that needs to take place where people cross the road. And that doesn't mean there has to be a revolution. There has to be a revolution of perception, because from that, everything else comes. We live within a field of potentiality, a field of energy, vibration, which is all possibility. Everything that exists in this reality is frequency. Every thought is a frequency. Every emotion is a frequency. And so if you believe that you are little me and you have no power, then that frequency band that is generated by that perception of self will interact with the field, and you will create a feedback loop that will appear to you to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You think you're little me, you have no power. You are experiencing life of little me, I have no power. Not because it's true, but because you believe it is. And when you open your heart and you open your mind and you re-self-identify from I am R labels to I am all that is, has been, and ever can be, having a brief experience, then that your band of frequency explodes both in its breadth and scale and in its frequency, and you start interacting with the field of possibility and probability at that level. And this is why when people go through this awakening process, they start to find that amazing synchronicities start to happen in life that didn't happen before. Coincidences and bits of luck and things just happening when you need them, or meeting people in strange circumstances. My God, fancy seeing you here. And people look back and they think, well, this wasn't happening before. No, because you were interacting with a narrow band of frequency with the field of possibility, and that's what you were experiencing. Now suddenly you've started to awaken. You're interacting with the field in a completely different way, more expanded way, and now things that you can manifest in that feedback loop, fine detail, bits of luck, things happening just when you need them, meeting exactly the people you need to meet to expand your awakening, these suddenly start happening. They're not miracles. They're just that you are now interacting with the field in a completely different level. And so when you go through this process, you do what you know to be right, and you do what you know to be right. Never mind consequences, you do what you know to be right. That very nature of what you're doing is expanding your consciousness and expanding your interaction with the field. And so the consequences that you might have feared don't manifest, because your interaction with the field is drawing to you what you need to achieve what you know to be right to happen. So we are creating our own reality all the time by our perception becoming our experience. It's why we need a revolution of perception. And this is why the cult works 24/7, controlling the information that we receive, or the excuse for an education system that we are told it is, when it's an indoctrination machine, a perception programming machine. They are working all the time to hold our perceptual state in a low vibrational, low awareness, low self-identity state, because they know that if they can control our perception, they can control our experience. And we can take that control back whenever we choose. And when we do, people are going to be shocked at how their life will change and how all the consequences they thought would happen don't actually happen.
Very, very powerful statement and message in that short video by David Icke. And I like to think that my life has been the example of what he just talked about. It was around 10 to 12 years ago. My whole life just started changing because I was changing my perception. And I look at where I am today, and if you would have asked me I'd be here doing this today, asked me that 12 years ago, I thought, huh, what? You know, I couldn't even possibly conceive of that. But here I am today with these programs, doing these workshops, and leading a couple thousand people into this currency exchange experience. We are the ones who have the potential to be the trailblazers with others to create the shift and change in our world. But to do it, we have to be willing to have the shift in perception. I would encourage you to go back and listen to and watch that video by David Icke multiple times. It's a very, very powerful message that is there. And this is the change that we're going through, because everywhere I'm going, because of my experiences and because of what I do, I'm running into people where I'm hearing these stories of, it wasn't like this 10 years ago. My life has changed so much, and it's because your perceptions are changing and the energy frequencies of your thoughts are changing. It's creating your new world, your new experiences. That is where we are as a culture. That is what is happening for us. That is what is taking place. And that is the world, the changing world that we are not only moving into, but we are in. And it will continue to change, because this energy that's coming in, this photon band light energy that's coming into our planet, it's going to drive you to one or the other. There will be very little middle ground. And we're starting to really see this division, even here so in the United States, because we've become a very divided country. Now, I'm not saying one side is more right than the others in the politics and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into that. But it's creating a division of perception is what is taking place. And you look at these two divisions of perception, they have foundational aspects of the energy that's driving them. So this is the changing world that we are in, and it's going to continue to change. And for those of us that choose to have a perception of being positive, of moving into the light, moving into ascension process, life is going to get even better and better for all of us. Okay? With that, Blanca, let's go over to you, and why don't you share your thoughts about what I've talked about here tonight and also that video.
Well, it's a very important message and very empowering.
Okay, hold on just a second. I need to turn up my volume, because what happened was, I had that video had a very high volume on it. Okay, now you're back. Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, I was saying it was a very important message and very empowering as well. I mean, if people really take your message to heart, and the little snippet that you shared from David Icke, it's really up to you. It's a perception management exercise. Right. And I agree with Dave, and I agree with you that for the most part, the default setting in terms of what we're programmed or taught in school or the mass media or our neighbors or our friends, we're taught to the default setting is to a very disempowered state where people may feel where things are just happening and they have no impact on it. But your message and David Icke's messages, the life we're living is based a lot on how we perceive the life around us. and we have the power to decide how we're going to perceive it. And as you mentioned, it's a matter of frequency, because perception, thought, emotions are energetic. And as you stated, energy has a frequency. So then if we get sensitive about the frequency of our thoughts, our attitudes, our perceptions, then we can tune in, so to say, a reality with a frequency that matches that. So sometimes, as you say, if we're not conscious or aware of it, we're on that default setting that life programs you or us at. It's not the best frequency, right? And but if we choose a more positive, more enlightened, more aware frequency, and it takes work, this is something else we've talked about, we will see the reality change around us. A different frequency of reality starts to surround us. So I think it's a very important and empowering message.
Well, I think you touched on something that's important. It does take work. It won't just happen on its own. It's something that a part of it will develop on its own over a period of time, but if you want to be on an accelerated process, you have to consciously do the work around this, and it's something you have to be aware of. So, well, with that, are we ready to open it up if anybody would like to call in and make comments or have any questions?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, folks, if you would like to call in, the number is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. Touch 1 on your Touchtone phone, and that lets us know that you would like to basically have some questions or make some comments. So we have one person that from area code 760 that has wanted to come in, so let's go to them. Area code 760, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. It's Judy here in California. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Love David Icke. He's been at it long before many of us. So, and I love his balance. But anyway, I'm calling about the, obviously, about the currency exchange. I know we're waiting for the go-ahead. And what are you saying about when you turn in the currency, it's 2 to 3 months? Can you clarify that?
When the process starts of the funds being released, it's first going to go to the smaller groups such as Reno, and it will take them 1 to 2 months to pay out all of their people. Then that's when the larger Texas Processing Center will release their funds, and it will take a month or two to get to us. So if you're with me, it's going to take 3 to 4 months after the process first starts before you're going to have money spendable in your bank account.
Okay, and what is the what is your cutoff date is to take in currency? Do you have an idea?
I don't have anything. I don't have one yet. I don't have one. I do know it could happen at any time. It could happen any time. Once they notify us that they have started basically releasing the funds, and as I mentioned earlier in the program, there is nothing left they need to do. But once that happens, I cannot take in any more people.
Okay. So, are you familiar with the Love One Society, the Alliance?
No.
Okay. It's a very positive thing. But you know, Dave, we've all been at this a long, long, long time. And, you know, I know it's more than just the currency, but, you know, you were so ready not that long ago, and now it's kind of faded to wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. Do you have any sense of what that's about?
No. I have no, because first of all, they will never, ever pre-release when they're going to release the funds for security reasons. They will just do it when they do it, and nobody other than those that are internally involved in it are going to know when that is going to happen. And we get tidbits at times, but I don't know, sometimes they leak out information to us and we start talking about it, and they use that to test the background of how certain opposition is reacting, what are they doing, because there's going to be opposition to this happening when it begins to develop. There's no question about it. And I think they want to be aware of it and know where it's coming from so they can completely shut it down. So sometimes that might be why they give us little tidbits saying it's ready to go and then it doesn't. I don't know. I don't have all those. I don't have those answers.
Do you all find it? Go ahead. I get it.
Yeah. All I know is that there's a lot of deep security around this going on, and there will be opposition to it.
And do you find the process tedious, like I do?
Do I find it tedious?
Well, because it's such a hurry up and wait for years and years.
Well, it's because you're not involved in it like I am. I don't find it tedious because I get lots of information that I can't share with you because I have a non-disclosure agreement myself. So you're
okay.
Only getting very small tidbits of information of what's really going on behind the scenes.
Well, there's, you know, I've been in private contract a long time, just like what you said ended up being pretty much the case. You know, not the 800 numbers, the fact that it's a private contract through Reno. And it's just that, you know, thank God I've got, you know, financial other means as well. But I just was wondering if there was any factor why you feel it will really happen.
No, but I would say that don't plan your life for this money coming in and that it's something that you need, because we still have no idea how long this is going to take.
There's right.
Way
right.
Too much stuff going on politically around the world that this impacts. And it's not about us. We're at the very bottom of the totem pole for the reasons why these funds are being released. We're just benefactors to the process. It's not about us.
Well, it'd be nice to be able to, you know, be of a humanitarian nature
sure.
And beyond, because my needs are met. Thank you, God. But
yes.
It would be nice to have that happen. So thanks for your efforts.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. We have another caller now at area code 321. So let's go to there, to the area code 321. You're on the air. What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad you made it back from your trip all safe and sound. It's quite interesting. A friend of mine sent me a message this morning of a YouTube video of two ladies discussing crop circles. And I'm wondering, it's so weird that she sends that to me today and your program is what it is this evening. And I was wondering if you're familiar with the scientific research that's been done on these crop circles lately. Well, not lately. It's been going on for quite a while.
Yes, I have. I've read a lot about it. But, you know, for me, it's just like I just let it be because I stay focused on what I'm doing and I don't get caught up into it. But it's interesting stuff. There's no question that the crop circles are basically created by ETs with their ships and their energies. There's no question about that.
Well, these ladies seem to think it's the Earth doing that and nothing extraterrestrial, per se.
So the question
is, the energy in the Earth,
then who's programming what shows up in the circles? Because there's so many of them, they're so vastly different, and they are there to send a message. Who's doing the program for it to come up through the Earth to create that? It doesn't just happen on its own, all by itself. There's no question there's programs or intent behind those cross circles.
I'm trying to remember the terminology. I haven't watched all of it, but the one lady, I'm trying to find her name right now for you, she has done like 8 movies, I think Patty Greer.
Yes.
Penny and Patty Greer. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
So you're familiar with their movies about the two light vortexes communicating with each other that are doing
it? You know, again, to me, there's so many different stories around this that to me, they're just stories. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that they're not valid. I'm not saying that they're not important, But you get lots of different people with lots of different stories about how this is going to happen. And I just don't put any energy into taking sides on it. I just let it be. I've got my perspective, but it's like, so what? I could be wrong, but so what? Because at the end of the day, what difference is it going to make in your life when you wake up tomorrow morning?
Well, true. I was just wondering if there was some sort of connection with the energy with that and the energy of what was spoken about in the program tonight.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. Anything I say
okay.
would be pure speculation. So.
Okay. I just thought it was your... extremely coincidental that she sent me that this morning, and then your program was about the energy
this evening.
You
know, it is interesting, and you know what goes on in the crop circles, and there's lots of different stories and theories around it. It's a fascinating subject that people you know like to follow, but I just don't take sides on it. I just let it be. So.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Are you still planning any time soon to come back to South Florida for a visit?
Oh, I will, of course. Yes. I don't know yet, again, because my schedule for the next 3 to 4 weeks is very, very busy. I might tie the South Florida in visit in with, you know, going to Puerto Rico to do a workshop because I got to come to Florida to do that. So, yeah.
I would absolutely love it if you would. If you're able to do that.
Okay, thanks.
I look forward to that. Thanks
Thank
again.
You.
Safe travel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, Blanca, I don't see anybody else. Do you? You see anybody else that has shown that they want to come in? And...
No, I don't.
I think then that's probably what we have for tonight. It's been about a 50-minute program. That's a good length of a program, but we had a good long discussions tonight. So anything then you want to share with us before we wrap it up tonight, Blanca?
No, but I thought when Judy asked you if you didn't get frustrated or perturbed about the delay, I thought you were going to say you manage your perception about it.
Thank you kindly for that comment. I manage my perception about it. Yes, I do. All righty. That's a good note to end on, okay? So, folks, I am planning on being around next week, so unless something comes up, we'll see you on the program next week. Okay, good night. There we go.